Hey, you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, let me just finish this.
Hey, Ross, check this out. Yeah, I can't do that.
What are you doing?
Hey, have you seen this? It's our new alumni website for college. It's cool. You can post messages for people, let everyone know what you're up to.
Oh, great. A faster way to tell people that I'm unemployed and childless.
No, it's actually kind of interesting to find out what people are doing. Remember Andrea Rich?
That tall girl that wouldn't sleep with you?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, her internet company went under, and she lost an ear in a boating accident.
Bet she'd sleep with you now.
No, I already emailed her.
Let me see what you wrote about yourself.
Oh.
Doctor Paleontology, 2 kids. Wait a second, you split with Carol because you had different interests? I think you split with Carol because you had one very similar interest.
You know what? I'm going to finish this later, okay? Let me just grab my coat.
Okay.
Did you think you learned how to do it in the last 2 minutes?
Maybe we finish this for him. Also, I cloned a dinosaur in my lab. She is now my girlfriend. I don't care what society says. It's the best sex I've ever had. And... send.
No, no, you can't do that to him.
All right, let's go.
Dude!
I think you made it clear you can't be trusted with the ball inside the house.
And send.
Hey, how was basketball?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, yeah, right up until Chandler got a finger in the eye.
Oh, no, who did that?
Chandler. Rach,
yeah.
What's Hugsy doing in the crib with Emma?
Oh, well, she was just crawling around and she found him, so I just let her sleep with him. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. It's a stuffed animal, you know, it's for kids, not for adults. I know that.
Joey, are you sure? I mean, I know how much you love him.
Rachel, let's be clear on this, okay? I do not love Hugsy. I like him a normal amount.
All right. Well, Emma loves him.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't she? He's a wonderful person.
Hi. Oh, hey, Phoebe. How you doing? You feeling better?
Breaking up sucks. Oh, I really miss Mike.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've tried everything to make myself feel better. I even tried writing a song about it, but... I can't think of anything that rhymes with...
God, I so know how you feel. Oh, breaking up with Richard was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. All right, fine. I'll put another dollar in the Richard jar.
Hey, Monica, I'm going to need your help getting through this.
Hey, not going to need my help?
Well, no, when I get to the point where, you know, I'm ready to hear cruel, mocking jokes about Mike, I'm going to come to you.
Okay, because I've already thought of 3, 4. I just thought of a 4th.
Okay. I mean, I know I did the right thing. You know, Mike never wants to get married, and I shouldn't be in a relationship that has no future. But pretty soon, I'm going to miss him so much. I'm going to want to see him again, and you have to stop me from doing that.
Okay, you got it.
Unless... am I being too crazy about this? All right, so, you know, there's no future. But that doesn't mean we still can't have fun. You know what? Forget what I said.
Really? If that's what you want.
That was a test, and you just failed.
Damn it! Rookie mistake!
I have sex with dinosaurs?
I believe I read that somewhere.
Not only is it not funny, it's physically impossible. Okay, depending on the species, I'd have to have a 6-foot long... It's not funny!
I respectfully disagree.
I can't believe you put that on my alumni page.
Who cares? Nobody reads those things.
Well, you better hope not, because I just read what you put on your page today.
I don't have a page.
Oh, I respectfully disagree!
Hugsy? Hugsy? I want my penguin.
Look at you, all sweet and innocent, sleeping like an angel, with them chubby little hands wrapped around you.
It's okay, Emma, you stay asleep.
Down the scrunchie.
What are you doing?
Well, I heard Emma stirring, so I came in to make sure she could reach Hugsy.
Oh, thanks. All right, well, now that I'm up, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, there you go, sweetie. This isn't over.
All right, wait a second. Why would Ross tell everyone in your class that you are as gay as the day is long?
Because I told everyone he slept with dinosaurs.
That's clearly a joke. This could easily be true.
Would you get that, please? People have been calling to congratulate me all day.
Hello? No, he's not here. Yeah, this is his wife. Yeah, well, it came as quite a shock to me, too. Well, I guess I should have known. Yeah, I mean, he just kept making me watch Moulin Rouge.
Hang up. And that was a great movie. I'm so going to get back at Ross. Oh, yeah, this will show him. Here we go.
What are you doing?
Oh, you'll see, my friend.
I'm dead?
And so young.
Posting that I died? That really isn't funny.
Well, how you died was funny.
Oh, please, hit by a blimp?
It kills over 1 Americans every year.
Unbelievable. My classmates are gonna think I'm dead. My professors, My parents are going to get phone calls. You're messing with people's feelings here.
Oh, you want to talk about people's feelings? You should have heard how hurt Professor Stern was yesterday when I told him I wouldn't be able to go with him to Key West.
You've really crossed a line here, but that's okay. It's okay, because I'm on my way to buy some Photoshop software and a stack of gay porn. That's right. Your coming out's about to get real graphic.
God, I wish Mike were here. Okay, if Mike were here, what would the two of you be doing? What are you, animals? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I gotta call him. Just to talk to him. There's no harm in that.
Phoebe, that's how it starts. I don't need to eat the cake. I'll just smell the icing. Why not just a little sliver or... Okay, just a slice or two. You know, the next thing you know, you're 210 pounds and you get wedged in going down the tunnel slide.
That's not true, is it?
They had to cut me out with the jaws of life. Look, Phoebe, I know this is hard. But look, if you talk to him, then you're going to want to see him. And if you see him, you're going to want to get back together with him. And I know that's not what you want. All right, so give me your phone.
Here.
And now your cell.
Okay.
This is your cell phone.
Yes.
This is your current cell phone.
Yes. It reminds me of a simpler time.
Phoebe, where's your purse?
No, no, give it to me. No, come on.
You can't have it.
Give it to me.
No.
I'll go in there.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe, come here.
No.
Give it to me.
What?
It's gone. Whoa. 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 Damn you, Monica Geller hyphen Bing. Don't even think of sneaking out and using a payphone, because I am everywhere, baby.
Hey, look who's here. It's Joey, and he brought home a friend.
Joey, Emma's right here. You promised not to bring girls home in the middle of the day anymore.
No, it's not a girl. It's
a brand new Hugsy.
Oh, that's so great. Now Emma has two Hugsies.
No, Emma has one Hugsy. The new Hugsy.
Huh? Oh. The other Hugsy, I don't know, I guess I'll just take them back.
Oh, you know what? When I was a little girl, I had a little pink pony named Cotton. Oh, I loved her so much. I took her everywhere. I would braid her tail.
Make the transfer!
Now, should I be concerned that a button fell off the old Hugsy and I can't find it?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I swallowed that years ago.
I don't think she likes the new Hugsy.
But he's the same.
Yeah, well, I think she wants the old one back.
Yeah, but he's the same.
Joey, come on.
But he's the same.
You're not the same.
Aha! You know, it's a lot less surprising to do that after I've buzzed you into the building.
So, Phoebe, why are there men's shoes by the door?
Those are my shoes.
Oh. Well, when you get over this breakup, we need to go shopping.
Look, Monica, I really appreciate you checking in on me, but I'm actually feeling a lot better.
You are?
Yeah, I just kind of want to be alone right now.
Who's that?
I ordered Chinese food.
What are the chances? 1 billion Chinese people, and they send Mike. What are you doing here?
Phoebe called me.